You're listening to the ADHD Mama Podcast with Susie Parker. Susie is on a mission to educate, empower, and raise the spirits of millions of families across the world. She wants to inspire people to see the different is amazing, and it should be celebrated, not hidden and labeled. This podcast will share the journeys and hearts of mothers, doctors, psychotherapists, children, and adults, all who share Susie's passion to make a difference. It's time to rise. It's time to speak out. It's time for change. Join us as we raise our superheroes together.
Hello, beautiful peeps. This is Susie Parker, and welcome today to my podcast. It is the 11th. Oh, I love those numbers. Of February 2019, and I felt like I hadn't been on here myself for a while, and I wanted to just jump on in and share with you my heart and share with you a few things and also my vision for 2019. So I've had a couple of months off. My beautiful kids, I think they finished school like the first week of December. They've just gone back. Our beautiful beloved doggy passed away, and that was really heavy on our hearts last week. And now I am ready to really step into the change that's going to be coming forth for me this year. And anybody who listens, follows my story and my spin on how I look at ADHD and differences. So I have ADHD diagnosed 2 years ago. My beautiful daughter was diagnosed. But for those of you who've either read my book or followed me, you'll know that I struggle with that label. It's not the only label that I struggle with. I probably struggle with the word anxiety as well. I think it is for someone first and foremost who has had anxiety and has those feelings. I learned probably about a year ago that the anxiety was almost like your soul's calling to wake you up, to tell you that you're completely out of alignment, that something's not right in your life, and you're living your life in the way that you're not supposed to be. And that's different for every single one of us. So for me, I look at the anxiety as an awakening, like a spirit soul, hello, wake up, you know, and we've turned it into this word called anxiety. And I feel that we are therefore not connecting with our inner guidance and our intuition. We're just wrapping it up in this big word called anxiety and looking at it like it's such a bad thing. And I feel like that about ADHD. I feel that we are just a different human. Oh, that's right. I've just designed that. A different human DNA. And that's all it is. We are a different type of person, very creative, very intuitive, very loving, very caring, very energetic, very fun. And that doesn't work well in a system of schooling that is about control. And that doesn't work well in a home where parents are parenting through control. And I can say this because I was one of those parents. I'd also been parented by my dad, who should have been, I'm sure, in the Victorian times. And I was parented that way. And even though I rebelled against that form of parenting, I found myself doing it myself, which was weird. So the ADHD mama has been sitting on my heart for a while that it's not the right name for this podcast. So I'm coming up with a few ideas at the moment. I've got a few ideas that I'm sort of flowing with, and I'm going to be working on that and changing that over this month, because I feel that we need to celebrate our differences. We need to celebrate our differences. And I've had so many people on this podcast that either have ADHD or they have a child with ADHD, or there was a beautiful podcast that I recorded last month, which was all about PMDD. And again, I share about that, how I feel that it's a calling on women to wake us up to our inner healing that needs to happen. So all of these diagnoses are great in one sense, but they strip away the very essence of who we are. And that lies heavy on people's hearts and souls, and it can destroy people and it can destroy children. And 60% of mental health issues start in childhood. You know, really sit with that for a minute. It's huge. So there is big work to be done. And I feel like we can't do it when we're continually wrapped in this diagnosis bubble of the word ADHD, which is actually really wrong and derogatory. I've said that from the beginning. I don't have an attention deficit. I don't have hyperactivity disorder. What a ridiculous thing that is. And neither does my child, and neither do all these beautiful kids that are being diagnosed with this. You know, it's just, they're just different kids with different abilities, and their number one ability is not being able to be parented with control. And the second thing is not being able to be taught with control from teachers. And if we keep repeating this way of teaching these incredible kids, we're going to keep falling short and we're going to keep failing them. And this to me is huge. So I wanted to share with you, I felt that I wrote my book, Saving Sarah, and I know it's helped so many women and men across the world who've read the book, who've shared that with me, but I hadn't really gone to the next step. And it, you know what, the last 2 years I've actually been deep in my own healing, and I've shared a lot of that on social media and some of the blogs that I've written. There was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of trauma, there was a lot of pain, there was a lot of just really a person who didn't have a lot of self-esteem, self-acceptance, self-love. And you need those things, man. You need those things. And even though I looked out to the world that I did, I looked like the happiest, brightest, shiniest, friendliest person, I had so much stuff going on underneath. So I feel like for 2 years I've been working on that, which started when I published the book. That was one of the hardest times for me when I published the book. I felt the most darkest, the most scared, the most loneliest, and the most isolated. And I tried to run from myself last year and to take myself into a different path, which I now know isn't what I need to do, but it helped me in so many ways and I'm grateful for it. So I wanted to share with you what I'm going to be doing this year, because I think it will help so many people that listen to my podcast or follow me to know what's coming and what I'm working on for you. Ultimately, I'm going to be writing, I read something the other day which said, don't write for what you think people need, write for what you need. And I thought, wow, how incredible is that? So I'm going to be writing books, mini books, because I know that when you have a different type of child, you hardly have time to go to the toilet, let alone sit and read a big War and Peace book. So I want to make them short, little handbooks that people can read really easily and then use them as guidance. Plus, it's going to be fun, you know. I want to take the seriousness out of the situation. We can get so serious sometimes that I want to put some laughter and some humor and some truth bombs and honesty into it as well. So no sugarcoatedness, if that's the word it should be. Then I'm going to be writing one for mums, for dads, but also for teenagers, you know, kids from around maybe 9 or 10 upwards. Just about them and how to thrive with this different type of brain you have and things that can help them. And also, you know, adults that have ADHD and what works for me and how I've managed to turn my ADHD into a gift. And it was, for me, it was turning my back on what society felt that I was and who I was. Turning my back on experts, turning my back on medication, and really dropping into who I am and getting deep with that. And that I feel is the, for me, everybody's different. Lots of people tell me and share with me how medication helps them, and that's amazing. Other people have shared with me how it only helped them for so long and then they needed something else, and that's amazing. And this will be the book for you. Or, you know, maybe you're someone who doesn't want to go down that route, and this will be the book for you. So it will be lots of truths and open hearts and honesty. And if you live in Perth, I'm doing each month women's circles, full moon women's circles. And this is something so close to my heart because I feel that there is a lack of the village and there's a lack of that oneness and that community. And I also feel that when you put women in this place of a circle, it creates this amazing, energetic, deep, soulful consciousness where women just open up. And when we're in that state, we can just really be true to who we are instead of being wrapped up in a fear bubble and this, you know, perpetual anxiety and worry. So keep an eye out for them. And also I'm going to be working on some online courses as well. So each book will come with a talk that I'm going to do, which I'm going to be doing in person in Perth. I'll also be doing them online, and then I'm going to have workshops. So if you need the book just to be dissected and you need to go into each chapter deeper, then there will be work for you to do with that. And one of my things which has been key into thriving with this different type of brain is meditation. And I know that so many people with ADHD struggle with that. So really creating meditations, again, if I think of me and what I need, then that will help so many other people as well. I think that's it. It's going to be a busy year. I would absolutely love to get a children's book in this year as well. And using my beautiful daughter, she wants to do the drawings for that. And we're kind of going to co-create that together. And coming from her perspective on what it's like to be, you know, nobody knows what it's like. I wasn't diagnosed as a child. I had my own stuff going on. But I haven't had her story, and I would love to hear what wisdom she's got to share with kids. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I've got some fantastic podcasts coming up. There's a lot of people that have reached out to me recently and just wanting to share their ADHD, you know, their stories with me and their differences and how they manage them. I'm going to be talking to a professor, doctor, ex-teacher as well, about his journey seeing the rise of children being diagnosed. And here in WA, you know, I read something in the paper the other day that it's gone up by 40%, the diagnosis of kids with ADHD. And it's not right. There are so many different reasons, 101 different reasons why your child could be diagnosed with ADHD. And when we give out that label so readily, we are ignoring the fundamental calling of the soul of these kids, whether it's to do with trauma, separation, to do with their parents, whether it's something that they actually had before they came into this life, something that they hadn't worked through in a previous life, or whether it's to do that they could have some sort of dietary issue, allergies, toxins, the MTHFR gene, pyrrole. So many things. And if we just keep giving out this blanket diagnosis, then where are we going to end up, guys? Seriously, where are we going to end up, and where are our kids going to end up? So lots to share with you over the coming 12 months. I am so excited about it, actually, that I feel like I could cry. Because I tried to run from the person that I was called here to be for so long. I let fear completely run the show. And my ADHD brain was co-creating all sorts of things, but it wasn't creating what I needed to create, which was this, and a movement, which is, you know, to celebrate differences and to celebrate our uniqueness. And to stop labeling, because the label, even, you know, you label somebody sad, unhappy, miserable, moody, you know, what a horrible label to put on people. And I just really want to help and inspire so many mothers, dads too, that's coming this year, but initially the mamas, that your child has been brought to you for a reason, and their behavior is the gateway to your healing. their behavior is the gateway to your healing, and that their behavior is triggering you because it's triggering something inside of you that needs healing on a deep level. And I can share that with you because that was my journey. And we've all got something. We're all carrying a heavy load. And social media can project out to the world that everybody's living this incredible, blissful, happy life. But we know that's not true. And we need to get more authentic and we need to get more real. So this year is going to be full of realisms from me. So there we are, everybody. Thank you so much for checking in, tuning in to my podcast. I may, after this, have already decided the name and may change it, but I might not have. But that's certainly coming over the next month or so. Celebrating differences, something like that. Just something to celebrate our uniqueness and our differences, and that we're all here for a reason. So namaste, amen to you. Have a beautiful day or a beautiful evening. Please feel free to connect with me on social media. I'm always sharing stuff on that. On that platform. And also to know that I have a beautiful sisterhood membership. It's a private space where I jump on in each week and do a live Q&A with mums. I guide them with whatever they're going through with their child, with their partner, with the school, whatever, every step of the way. You know, I've been going through this journey for almost 12 years because we noticed very early on that we had a spirited child. So please feel free to connect with me in there in our safe, sacred space. And if you're in Perth, I'd love to see you at one of my circles. So head to my website, susieparker.com, for any information on that, any tools that can help us support you, any of my blogs that I've written to support you on your journey. So much love and light to you. Hey, this is Susie. Thank you so much for listening to the ADHD Mama podcast. On my heart is to raise our superheroes together with as much love and light as we can. I would be so grateful if you would give me an amazing review here on iTunes, and also if you'd share this podcast on your social media so I can get this podcast and my words and everybody else's words out there to as many people as possible. If you want to connect with me, you can reach me on social media or head to my website, susieparker.com.